Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Did you know Kissel?
Yes, I do know Kissel. I am it.
But actually, do you know yourself?
I don't know, man.
I wonder sometimes.
Sometimes I don't, but they say you shed your skin every 7 years, you're a totally different person.
Well, you don't shed your skin. That snake does that.
No, we do,
but your cells change over every 7 years. So, yes, it does sort of like theoretically.
All the flakes. Yes. That's you shedding your skin.
But they are, your cells are breaking down. We are just, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
How we open the show. We open the show to just generate emails.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. That is just getting, how many people be like, you see.
SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Why is Henry wrong? And why do humans indeed shed their skin?
I will say I was correct, and I did get a lot of scientists reach out. I'm going to just say the word scientist and say that I was correct that if you do have constipation issues, you can pop it.
You can
stick your finger up there and you can pull it out. And actually one, a very lively nurse wrote an email saying about how she became famous in her block, right? In the hospital area.
In the C ward, yeah.
Yeah. For using a spoon to just, like, you know when you crack the top of a hard-boiled egg and then you just get in the middle of it? Just you got to, man.
Her and Harold Shipman doing the Lord's work. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry, using a spoon to get the dookie out of your poopy.
You got to.
Well, my goodness, don't these nurses, they're on the front lines, essential workers.
Because of that story, it makes me want to, I've said this before, if you see a nurse, give her an Applebee's gift certificate.
Absolutely.
Give her a $20 gift certificate. She deserves it. She is not the COO of Beyond Meat.
Nurses. Teachers, give them more money.
This is a story.
This story is so, I'm going to actually just almost say it's cute.
It is.
Because this is, again, the CEO of Beyond Meat.
I actually don't like the name
Beyond Meat.
Well, my thing about it is that it's very sinistre.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, especially with Impossible Burgers as well, because again,
it is possible.
It better be because I'm eating it. It does concern me in many ways because the Impossible Meat, I don't really understand. It is marketed towards people that don't eat meat, but why then make it bleed?
I don't know.
There's no reason. There's no struggle here. You just went to the store. It's protein meal that I know that is derived from some kind of bean, I believe. That is how it's done. But again, why make it bleed? It's not the predator.
No need to do that. And I don't want to anger any of our vegetarian or vegan friends.
No, I love it too. I eat it.
And I'm proud of all of them. And in many ways, they are helping the environment and helping themselves be healthier. But chickens, I don't mind that they've been bred without brains now.
It makes
them feel like they're lettuce. But I also understand that they are chickens.
I guess they're chickens.
And they can be cute.
But the last time I've seen call me when there is a seeing eye chicken. And then I'll start feeling something for chickens.
Now I feel bad. I got to watch that documentary, Chicken People, again.
I know. You've brought this up many times.
I didn't eat chicken for a month after Chicken People.
Well, you know that there is a number two, right? There's a Chicken People sequel documentary now.
Oh.
Yeah, you should check that out. It's called, You Chicken People. And it's actually kind of racist. Against people with chickens. And I don't know why. There's no reason to attack these very strange people.
Absolutely.
But again, the second we put out the episode, best story of the week comes out. Doug Ramsey, 53. I guess he was just recently voluntarily separated from his job at Beyond Meat.
Fired.
No, you say this. No, his job said that he and him need to go in separate paths down separate walks and find separate new things, new ways to make money.
Yes, Doug Ramsey, his mugshot does look quite fascinating. It does look as if he is a police officer who has just killed an innocent man. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he necessarily has the temperament to be in the position of CEO for such a loving company.
Well, especially
beyond me.
We don't know what the end.
We don't know. We actually don't know. No idea.
But he's obviously bloodthirsty because he bit another man's nose. Now, this story is fantastic and it makes total sense because, again, parking garage altercation at a football stadium.
They're at the, right? This is the Arkansas Razorback Stadium, aptly named Razorback Stadium. It's a great name for a football team.
It is.
They got into
better than the Volunteers.
I know, because now they're not even volunteers, not in college athletics anymore. They're paid to play, which I think is fine.
They're professionals.
Parking is tough, though, isn't it?
Well, I say it every day as I fucking load my shotgun, because I've been in this situation. I actually just had this vaguely recently. I was around the Christmas time area, and we went to go
that
see...
Not vaguely, it would be at least a year ago.
As I get older, all years, when I say recent, it could be within the last 10 years. But I went out to go see Danny Elfman do his Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along.
So
it was
cool.
Really fun.
That's awesome.
And I did happen to get in close to a full physical altercation in the parking lot because people have been drinking. They don't understand. I was waiting online with my car to exit the fucking garage, right? Somebody did the thing where they did the thing where we had to play chicken. Where they cut in front
of me,
and then I started yelling, and then I have to, because the problem is, like, I got my family in the car, I got Jackie and Natalie and Jeff, and they're all, like, saying, like, stop yelling, and I'm just being like, this is fucking my Coliseum, right? This is my war. I'm bringing it. The boys are in Afghanistan. I'm here in Los Angeles. We're fighting the war against terror.
I think they were still there at that time, but this is after a Danny Elfman concert.
Yes.
At the very least, these guys were at a rough and tumble football game. Maybe the adrenaline's getting
this
a little
is what
pumped
I'm saying.
Up. The testosterone levels might be slightly too high for the moment.
I'm saying, but you could see
Danny Elfman is the beautiful music that he creates.
I'm just saying, in the garage, we're all in the trenches, right?
And honestly, I can see you doing exactly what this man does, because you practice Fat Man's Krav Maga, which is an untrained man who just goes for testicles, eyes, and ears.
Get down below a person's knees, reach for their balls, reach for their fucking asshole. Like, again, my father, the best lesson he ever taught me, when in a fight, there is no rules on the street. It comes down to a W is a W. There's no points being assigned here, right?
Okay.
And so... this man, so I guess what the main problem was is that Ramsey was in a traffic lane leaving the structure. He was attempting to leave when a Subaru, inched his way. When I know exactly what happened is that he decided, we're like, you know, I'm the CEO of Bum. I'm in charge of fake meat.
Yes.
And
I am
yes,
the man. I am
I'm
fake meat.
I am fake meat. I am fake meat.
Yeah.
And a man pulled in front of him and tried to do exactly what happened with my car, where they do the thing of, like, there's no way you're going to let your car get hit by my car, because this the person was driving a Subaru and the person who was the CEO of Beyond Meat was probably driving a fancier car,
well,
right?
He was driving a Bronco, as a matter of fact, which, as we know from O.J. Simpson, is a fighter's car.
Absolutely. And what's nice about it, you can cruise your way to innocence. And but the car, he decided, no, again, just like me, but I backed off because I listened to my family.
Yeah,
I listened
because
to my family.
You had two terrified women and a man who's a pacifist in the back.
Everybody's upset.
Who also is very large, who would actually have to do the fighting for you.
That's the idea.
Yes.
I had him.
Yes.
I put him at
the I know
first.
How you treat anyone over 6 feet tall. You're just like, that's my goon.
Yeah.
And then Jackie's wonderful fiance, Jeff, I'm sure you all are aware of him, are just like, please don't.
Well,
because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I have bad joints.
I have. It's because, you know what I got? I have a hot woman's attitude. All right, I got big breast energy, so when it comes down to it, all you big boys can go ahead and fight my fights for me. That's what Wendy does. So the car, obviously, then it said the term is make contact with the front passenger side.
A small bump. And with
he
the
just
tire.
Bumped.
No big deal.
Yes.
All good.
Bumped.
Okay.
And then the CEO of Beyond Meat he got out of the car and, well, what seems to be an escalation, punched through the back window of the Subaru.
Now, I am not quite sure why they fired him from being CEO.
Hey,
because
no.
Doesn't this
conscious
show...
conscious uncoupling. Every time, you know, birds, they volunteer to fly together in a herd in the skies, and we go, flock.
Yeah.
But sometimes they separate.
Yes.
Due to circumstances no one can control. Electromagnetism.
Absolutely.
Maybe
there
was a bug over there.
Could have been. And it's a murder of crows. In this case, it was not a murder. But indeed, this man, Ramsey, punched through the windshield, as Henry said, of this man's mm-hmm. Subaru. Now, if I'm working for Beyond Meat, I say, this is an advertisement.
Look, you can still be also, super aggro.
Why do I feel like this guy actually eats meat?
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, he's having steaks for dinner,
I'm
for lunch.
I'm just going to say this about the Beyond Meat. Again, it's good. It's good. But it's not going to give you, it doesn't give you the same pulse
unless
that a big, thick steak does. It's like, I still feel it because I'm one of those. And it's all because of that one time on the tincture that I saw the waves of energy from the food go into my belly. And now I feel it all the time.
That's fantastic.
I feel it all the time. I feel the energy come off it.
Well, you should thank the steak for dying for you.
I do.
The cow.
I always kiss it. I pretend to suck its little dick, right?
So anyway, so
but he pulled
him
in close. Right. So the guy got, so he got into the conversation.
Like,
obviously,
whoa.
He said he got out because the Subaru was like, hey, you just smashed the back window of my right. car here.
And it seems like he just bumped the guy's tire and then he smashed his window. And it's like, that's a lot. Like,
again,
that's a different kind of aggression here.
It's about scorched earth sometimes.
I guess.
He understood. He decided to do charter. That's what they say in the hamburger world. And so he said that the COO of Beyond Meat pulled him in close, started punching his body, giving him blows to the body. Boom, 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 boom. Right?
It's happening. Understand.
And then he said he bit the owner's nose, ripping the flesh from the tip of his
nose. Oh, my God.
And he said cops arrived, the two blood-covered men. And just the look on his face, he looks like a nose-biter.
He really does. The victim and a witness reported hearing Ramsey threatened to kill the owner of the Subaru. Occupants of both vehicles got out. So again, they were not alone. There were people in here just be like,
what the
can
fuck
you
is
not?
Happening?
Please, well, God, can you just get in the car, Harold?
Well, this actually, I want to look this up. What does it mean? Because he's technically charged with terroristic acts.
They use that term pretty loosely these days.
Terroristic acts. All right. So then this says here, is there a felony? I like how this immediately pops up. There's terrorist threats and acts of felony in Georgia.
Oh, how's it,
interesting. I just want to know.
Well, you know,
there's a felony.
It used to be kind of, I think it's been a little bit overblown because my friend got arrested for throwing a snowball. They put it under throwing of missiles.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. I remember that. But you know what, act? You know what this is called, right? Is that man was let's just say, I imagine at this point, Nosebiter was pretty animated and pretty energetic in his arrest. And I imagine that the police did not really appreciate the energy level that
right.
he was at when they got there. And then because it's like what my dad, again, what he used to say, he's like, the thing about a traffic stop is that he's like, I'm the officer. If I want, there's so many different ways, right? We could be there for 5 minutes. We could be there for an hour and a half.
You never know.
You never know, because I could write you up for every single thing that's wrong with your car.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could, like, look at your boobies for half a second.
Why, my goodness. Well, let's just go with the car then. This is what's interesting to me about this story. This is the story inside the story. This Ramsey character, obviously a total sociopath. He's way overreacted.
Perhaps businessman.
He was absolutely hammered. But I want to say this.
I think Beyond alcohol might be involved. Yeah.
Beyond me. These fucking hucksters. Why? Because this dude that they hired to be their CEO, or COO rather, he worked for Tyson's Food. And he worked for McDonald's.
Chicken lessons for a bean lifestyle.
So he was in the big meat all
Think
his
about
entire
that.
Life has
Think
been in
about
big
it.
Commercial meat.
All they do is go in there. So yes, I'm happy that I'm good at you got the alts for new types of fake meat, right? But remember, they just learning from meat. Them's meat lessons.
Well, it just goes to show you they didn't give a shit about saving the environment or saving animals.
Well,
they hired a man who has been technically a serial killer of animals since 1993. And
I
of
think
course,
it helps
if you're
them.
Someone who purchases Beyond Meat, theoretically you have compassion for the animals. And so maybe you're
not happy with this person
being CEO.
I just like different tastes.
Sure.
And I'll just try different stuff. And it's also nice to grill it every once in a while. I actually like them grilled. I like Impossible Burgers grilled. I think they're tasty. And I, you know what I also really like? It's the Impossible Meatballs.
Well, speaking of food, I agree with you. This is a story.
I am hungry. I'm starving.
I know. We both are usually.
I gotta eat before the show.
Because, I mean,
I feel like every single time I don't, we end up talking about shit. We talk about food for like 35 minutes.
I'm just happy you don't eat during the show like Holden McNeely used to do on Roundtable of Gentlemen, despite the fact that we recorded at 6 p.m. and he had all day to eat.
But I just got my flautas. I just got them.
You're giving me PTSD. A man was found dead inside of a kettle cooker at a food processing facility.
Oh, you got to be careful.
This sucks.
You gotta wear those non-slips, man.
You really do. So it's this dude. He had a family. He's a 63-year-old man. His name is Dale Davili.
So
and he ended up dying in a food pressure cooker. He was pronounced dead. He's a father. He has two daughters. Nothing suspicious. There is an active investigation, but it seems like the dude probably just fell in and got fucking cooked like
God,
a kettle
that's
chip.
That's just so scary. Everybody's got to be, you really got to be careful because that sucks. Unless this is a really complicated insurance scam from his wife, it is very, very difficult. Or you become some form of, I mean, the best you can hope for.
Yes.
Is that he becomes a supervillain called like the Chicken Nugget.
Sure.
Because that would be kind of fun in a new way, because then once the Chicken Nugget happens, then we have to have like some heroes come about, like Barbecue Sauce Man. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, Barbecue Sauce Man. You've been like, you're a vigilante. You're not a hero. And he's just been like, the city's eating itself.
It is
and
indeed.
And then immediately now everyone's wondering, oh, now will even more of these condiment clad heroes come from the shadows thanks to the debaucherous activity of Chicken Nugget?
Absolutely. And of course, I think that's something to be well aware of. What makes a supervillain in this case? He just made himself a human crisp. Mm. And I think at one point, maybe you take a little nibble of your arm right before you die and you say, not too bad.
I mean, honestly, however, if you're already there, you do it.
It's an incredibly sad story because apparently everyone loved him and they say he was a damn good man. His children loved him. His wife loved him.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a story if everybody hated him. You know what I mean? We wouldn't know.
I mean, it would be easier if everyone hated him, because then we can kind of make fun of him a little bit for like dying in a pressure cooker or a kettle cooker. But nonetheless, be careful out there. These are the hazardous jobs no one thinks about.
No one does.
Everyone's just like, oh, I got my kettle crisps. But think about the people that make them.
Think of how many people have died to make your kettle crisps.
Also, you think they cleaned out the vat enough? No, there's still blood.
No way. He's got hair, chunks of hair, a bunch of teeth in there. You guys, you got one. Honestly, you get one, two crunchy chip over there. What area is this? Is Nottingham?
This is in New Jersey.
Oh, same. Might as well be. You know, so you better be careful, Jersey. All right, I want crunchy chip, but it's going to be Old Dale.
Very careful. And I just, you know, all of us kind of want to die with some kind of dignity.
I don't.
And I'm not sure. Well, you want to go with C4 explosives outside of a governor's office. I know.
Yeah. But again, yeah, with purpose.
But that is,
I want you to die with purpose.
It would be your form of dignity. I just feel bad for this guy because he wakes up, goes to work. He sees this. He's like, oh, I love my family. And I'm 63 years fun. He's almost going to retire. Goddamn, it's my last day on the job.
That's why
he falls into a freaking kettle cooker and dies.
Kiss your family every day.
I mean, not like...
Not on the bottom.
No.
But like, kiss your family every day. Goodbye. That's what I do with Natalie. She does say that it is morbid, but I do say often, we're like, I have to kiss you because what if I die on that plane?
You never know.
And you have to do, one last I love you in there.
Yep.
I'm speaking of one last fucking I love you. We got to watch that asteroid get taken down.
It was interesting.
Fucking live, dude. Kissel sent me the link through Fernando.
Yep.
It's so much fun. And we were joking about this. It's so funny about how I finally get to see an asteroid up close, and it's just so that we can blow it up.
Well, I don't think they really blew it up. They just sort of changed his trajectory ever so.
To be honest, now, at first, I remember both of us were texting back and forth. We're like, this is absolutely incredible. Science is really showing what we need from it.
Mm-hmm.
We need our space scientists to go out there, show you how they give us more money for our budgets. We'll protect you. We're going to send a bunch of, I don't know how much money the DART thing costs. The DART costs something like,
I mean, like, to be honest with you,
a couple billion dollars. Is it that much?
They have, I'm sure it is. They have all of our money. I would rather they spend it on something like this than a whole series of other bullshit. But anyway, DART's impact with asteroid Dimorphos was a pretty big deal. And it's interesting when it comes to what's circling the planet. All the asteroids out there, if they do come near us, we will be doomed like the dinosaur.
$325 million.
That's it. That's nothing.
I mean, for one shot, it's a lot, but I still feel like we'll get there. What I say now is,
I just hope they don't accidentally piss off some, because we were talking on Open Lines, the show that we do on Sirius Faction Talk 103. what if it's, what if it is an alien vessel?
Oh, no, absolutely.
And then boom, all of a sudden we get a war.
But either way, maybe when it comes down to, maybe we'll actually show some of these aliens, if we do accidentally knock one of their ships off course, and we're like, oh, maybe they're not as helpless and little pink little rats that we thought they were.
I don't know.
Or we might piss them off. They might come and like extra harvest us.
Look what the dude did when somebody hit his tire.
He bit his
fucking nose off. Oh, this is more than hitting their tire.
I wonder... What if there's a study that the vegan meat actually makes more aggression than normal meat?
Well, I know that soy makes you have more feminine
tits.
Tendencies.
They said that. Yes. Yeah, but I don't know if that's real. I asked Natalie that because I was eating a lot of tofu the other day and I was like, is that why my tits are getting bigger?
Yeah.
And she was like, she thinks that you'd need way more than
what I'm
consuming.
I think you have to eat a lot. Yeah.
And like, I don't need so much of it because I got a marinade or whatever and that's what I do. And I'm like, yeah, and I am fuller.
You look great.
You can see. I see your dirty little eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You scan my body everywhere I go.
Oh, absolutely.
So DART was sent out. It was in the Didymos system. The Didymos system.
We're nailing it.
They love it. And I guess it was they managed to change its orbit by, they think, 1%.
That's enough to save planet Earth.
And it shows that we can do it. But this is the big issue, right? Now they're saying, okay, this was the first example that we can shoot it out there and we can nail fucking asteroid out there. That's fucking awesome. Next thing I want to do, shoot six at once. That's what I want, man. I want a six shooter. You shoot six at once with a bunch of fireworks shooting off the side of it.
Sure.
Now we're talking packaging. I'm in. Love this. Can't wait to be there. Let's host it.
They should blow up Elon Musk's car that he sent up there. God knows where that thing's going.
God knows.
This has been for this country 40 some years in the making. Of course, Ronald Reagan, he didn't know much, but
he didn't know the space wars idea. Yeah, sure.
You know, and people actually mocked him for that. And it was like maybe one of the only things that he had where it's like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the missile defense idea was really, what was it?
And now it's
Stargate, Star Wars. It might have been called Star Wars.
I think
it
was literally called Star Wars. But now it's officially here. So it's interesting.
It's interesting. But next thing is, the biggest issue is now if we can spot them, we can get them. But the big issue is it's extremely difficult to spot them. So what we'll eventually have to have, which I hope we have, is a series of docile, dormant satellites that sit in forever orbit of the planet, waiting for one of these guys to come as our fucking gate, dude. And then someone's got to go up there and build our space wall. Right? Again, my turn into space racism.
Wall.
That's space racism in a way.
Well, again,
we don't know yet. Right now, it's protection until we know that they're good. Because we know Canadians and Mexican people are nice. So that's, that wall's there.
Well, I want the wall on the northern border. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They're taking our jobs in comedy, and I'm sick of it.
But we always been talking about it. I hate that. Because it's always the best of the best. But I also feel like, in the end, like, why need a physical wall when it could just be a bunch of guys with sticks?
Currently, we have a bunch of trash circling our orbit, which almost acts as a wall, doesn't it? That's our rings of Saturn. It's just a bunch of McDonald's bags and random satellites that no longer work.
It's chunks of satellite. And every once in a while, they fall through and they burn up in the atmosphere, and that's fun, too.
That's really going to make somebody feel like they're living in the Truman Show when it's a big satellite that has a camera on it, just lands in their front lawn, and then they're never going to believe ever again that they're not constantly being recorded, because then they are.
But you are, though. We are, though. We're constantly monitored from space.
But they can read
your credit card from space. It's very easy. Watch that stupid fucking propaganda show Spycraft on Netflix, and it basically shows you how they can watch you from the moon.
Well, speaking of propaganda shows, don't worry, everyone. The podcast game just got a little bit less interesting.
Oh,
the CIA has launched an official podcast about the history of the CIA, which is me launching a podcast about how big my dick is, basically.
And what we're doing is, and I can't wait, the opportunities that they're giving us, because we're going to be cross-hosting with them, right? We already are. What you guys don't understand is that we're actually hosting a whole chunk of them, and I'm really excited to help produce some of this CIA stuff, because again, they said they want to retell the history of the CIA, but they want to do it like funny and with a voice. And I was
all the coups, all the murder, all the blood on their hands, but like do it with like a wink.
Wink. They want us to do it. And I want to again say thank you to the CIA for the opportunity. It's us. We're working with Barack Hussein Obama.
Fantastic.
And
call me daddy.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, great. And he's still alive.
He's still alive. So we got that whole super team of the CIA, Barack Obama, the crew from Call Her Daddy, and Jeffrey Epstein is going to be, we're finally, because you know what we're doing? We're coming for you, Opie and Anthony, former shows. We're coming for you.
No one
We're
even knows what that Joe show
Rogan.
Is.
We're coming for Joe Rogan.
There
and they're
you
gonna
go. There's someone that at least people know.
They're not going to know.
Anyway, yes, I would.
Can you fucking even believe? Because they also have been doing this thing. They've been joining social media for the last, like, this is a problem. We already know that the CIA is all over the internet. And the NSA is all over the internet. Every
Absolutely,
one of your
of
favorite,
course.
Every one of your favorite internet groups, it has the CIA deeply embedded in it, which I think is really funny how many times we as hosts get called members of the CIA and you act like we'd even be like, we have to pay for our own health insurance.
Yeah, I don't think the CIA really would want us too much. I don't want to do any clandestine operations. I can't fit in.
But technically, then I've heard from members of the CIA that say that we actually are great. Like, we're perfect for the CIA because we have the gift of gab and we can go and talk nonsense for hours and hopefully, you know what the problem is? The listening.
Yeah.
That's the main issue is that we can talk and talk and talk and talk. But then as soon as someone starts talking about like the secrets that we're supposed to learn, we're just all automatically thinking of whatever bit. Yeah, I'm already gone. I'm already zipped away. But yeah, it is interesting how they went from they are fully just secretly involved in every single one of your favorite internet groups. But then they started doing the like winky cheeky like joining Instagram, joining Twitter, putting up their like funny little like join the CIA. We're a lot more than spies. And it's like,
right.
First of all, you shouldn't be.
I mean, they aren't.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so when check out that what will be, I'm sure, an illuminating podcast.
Same thing as
only the most fascinating, interesting hosts.
Well, the most relatable hosts ever were Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. You remember when they had that show together because they both talked about how hard it was to be massive cultural icon.
I just feel again.
Very relatable.
Don't lower yourself to us.
Don't come here.
You're a former president, and you're one of the greatest musicians of all time.
You could just go on live television if you want.
Yeah, just don't lower yourself. We're podcasters.
Yeah, don't come into our horrible little world. Yeah.
Anyway.
Live from your grave.
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of L. Ron Hubbard speeches, and a part of what's not only incredible about listening to him for hours and hours and hours and hours is that he does begin to make sense, but a part of what really makes great is listening on Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds, they look and feel and they sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, their earbuds, they're so comfortable, they don't budge, no matter how much I'm yelling in traffic. Raycons offer 3 customizable sound profiles to match what you're listening to, plus noise isolation and awareness mode, so you can choose to be immersed in sound or to be able to hear your surroundings, like the way your family's like, please stop being indoctrinated by this cult leader. With Raycons, you can get the same audio quality as other premium audio brands, but it's at half the price. Plus 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Think about it. It's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. I know I love my Raycons. Again, I'm out there, I'm in the grocery stores of Los Angeles. They all don't know that I'm becoming superior to them, thankfully, because of the information that is being downloaded directly into my brain through the Raycon earbuds from the mouth of one of the most important historical leaders of our time. So you got to get yourself on a Raycon if you want to become clearer. Go to buyraycon.com/last today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/last to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/last.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious, weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes. 3 different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Well, speaking of horrible little worlds, the hospital can often be a horrible place. And we have a real life Dr.
Beth. I heard it was fun.
It can be if you love watching people die. Dr. Rinaldo Ortiz Jr., they are being accused of being a medical terrorist. It's a Texas anesthesiologist. I swear to God, I said this right up before the show.
Anesthesiologist.
They are really being accused of tampering with IV bags at the Dallas surgical facility. Now,
no, was he poking holes in it like they used to do with condoms back in the day?
So apparently what this guy would do was he would just fill them with a bunch of other drugs that weren't supposed to be in there. And then these people kept on getting sick and dying. So there was this person, Dr. Melanie Casper. They took one of the tainted IV bags home to rehydrate during an illness. And then they suffered a fatal heart attack because the bags were found to contain
booby lacaine, which is like, I guess just makes tits numb.
Rinaldo Ortiz Jr. So indeed, this man was putting booby lacaine in these things. And you know what they're called? They called them poison bombs.
Yes, poison bombs.
And that explained all of these patients were suddenly dying. So this is a real time, real life Dr. Harold Shipman. Obviously, he may have killed a lot more, but he was recently charged.
I wonder why, instead of calling him like murderer or serial killer, I wonder why they go with medical terrorists. Maybe it's because there's no way to tell, like maybe because it goes in such a wide range of people. He doesn't look very happy.
No, he doesn't. And the guy seems to be a total psychopath. In 2016, he had to spend 25 days in jail because he shot his neighbor's dog with a pellet gun.
Boobificane.
It is boobificane.
I mean, I
don't know how else to say it.
Boobificane. I don't know. But I will say it ain't good. But I also find it interesting that you would go that far to cause. Maybe that's why it is you'd consider it medical terrorism. Because just that idea of the planning of it and how you go through this process and you don't even. It's not like with Harold Shipman. That's why his story ended up being so boring was that it was very practical. Is that he would go in, he would insinuate himself with the family, he'd get a hold of their insurance paperwork, and he'd get himself included on that. So he'd at least get like a payout, and then he'd see his victim as he was murdering them, and
this guy.
He'd know what he was doing. Where this is way more scattershot and way more sort of like the hospital version of Ted Kaczynski, but I wonder what the purpose of it is.
So apparently this guy was so freaking stupid about it because obviously there's cameras everywhere. Video shows Ortiz placing an IV bag on a warmer side of an operation room, right?
Well, I guess they have to warm it up.
Yes.
They have to go and they have to pop it in the microwave?
Like a burrito? I don't know what happens. But apparently before placing the bag in the warmer, Ortiz seemed to look around like he was about to commit a heinous act of murder. And then from a paper folder, he took out another bag and then he put that around a person's arm.
He walked in like it was an office prank where he's like, just here filing paperwork.
Anyway.
And you know how I have my squishy liquid paperwork.
If you are a doctor and you are having really dark thoughts about killing patients, because I could totally understand. It's the same way that UPS drivers, if they see a bag, if they see box,
they want to take it, right? Yeah, of course.
But you just have to take the responsibility for yourself and retire.
Well, apparently, one reason that is being posited is that he got disciplined by the hospital and he was showing them.
His revenge.
And that's the reason why, which is just ain't good, man. Because, again, this doesn't help anything. And if you how do I say this? Steal money. If you are going, that is my recommendation. If you want revenge against an establishment, go ahead and don't kill other people. Don't bring other people into it.
They had nothing to deal with it.
Steal drugs. Steal drugs and spend some.
right? Sell those drugs or just straight up steal money. Or, you know what I'd do? Go into the commissary, steal meat.
Steal some meat, steal some jello. Have fun with it. Yeah, don't go killing random patients, please, God.
Not anymore. Not in this economy.
Also,
because we need these workers. Okay,
just,
and every time you kill one of these patients, all you're doing is making the delays at the airport even longer.
Absolutely. And just lastly, in food and medical advice, don't put chicken in NyQuil. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
what's happening with this? Is this real? Are people actually doing this?
This is an issue, right? Where is it real? I don't fucking know. I just remember this. So there's some form of TikTok trend. I didn't even know if it is, because the problem is that a lot of times what you'll notice, I don't mean to incite anybody that works in the journalistic field. Love each one of you. Think everything you do is incredible.
Not everything.
But it seems to be recently, they'll say, new TikTok trend. And then you look into it and it's been like
8 people.
Maybe. Or literally 100 people in a sea of a billion, right? And then they'll be like, it's this trend. So I don't know if it's real or not. And it's basically because they're terrified of getting fired, because Prince is if it's not dead, it is about to be dead. And they are trying to grab whatever sticks, right? And this is how they
do it. It's unfortunate.
But according to this, there is a TikTok trend of people cooking chicken in NyQuil. Now, I don't know if this is actually happening, but they say the main problem of it, if you do that, is that the fumes from it are actually extremely deadly.
Well, then why are we taking NyQuil in the first place?
Well, it's because it's awesome. And you just chugged that shit. It's honestly, it's real nice.
You can't even get it anymore. I never robo-tripped. There's alcohol exists.
But you
robo-tripped? No, I never did.
I did in college a couple times. It really just hurts.
Actually, when I was 3 years old, I slammed a bunch of Triomedic. It was awesome. Because it
remember
was the orange one.
Remembers. You don't of remember course. That?
Oh, Triomedic was fantastic.
Triomedic.
Indeed. And then you need to get a medic after you slam a whole bottle of it. But I just slept for like 3 days and it was like, that is the beginning of a future that I will have. Give me 9 years.
It's like when Tiger Woods first when his father first taped the golf clubs to his hand.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
Wow.
But they're saying, don't do that.
So don't do that.
I don't know if it's real or not. I just also want to remind you is that when you see something that seems to dead make sense and be completely real that is on a social media post, you really are going to want to maybe get a secondary source about whether or not it's real or not. Because if you I see these commercials saying, learn from TikTok, do not learn from TikTok.
It's really
don't
bad.
Learn,
that
don't
saying
learn
that.
From us. Like, I mean it.
No.
Go do your own. That I even hate even the term do your own research is fuck. Go to like a place where it's really hard to read the articles. Like, go to like one of those like education, like a real academic journal. Go there. And guess
the library.
What? Even they're wrong sometimes. Even they're fucking because they're just people writing fucking essays with other old books. So you need to read multiple things and then sometimes talk to somebody who knows what the fuck it is that they're talking about.
Well, absolutely.
I'm
go
just
some
saying, you
peer
might just
review articles.
Just take a shot at it. Let's take a shot at several sources instead of immediately like, I learned from TikTok. You learn nothing. It's a Chinese propaganda machine.
Well, did you hear about this guy, Callum Carlisle?
Which one?
He's a 25-year-old man. And he was using an optical illusion device.
Oh, okay.
And apparently the device makes like things look bigger. So naturally, because he's a man, he put it on his penis.
Well, you see, it's fun.
And,
because
but it didn't work out for him.
Well, this is the thing, man, is that we are all like, you know, now that you're vaguely, you're up in the, you got put in the stable too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I'm with my beautiful wife, right? And I have a mind to do like a funny bit, right? She's just like, you know, like, oh, that's funny, but like, you know, you're like embarrassing me, you know, you're embarrassing me, but it's a little bit, but it's again, that's me. It's too late for you, right?
Right.
But this guy seems to be very similar. His name's Callum Carlisle. And
great
so
name.
He's a mechanic. He's in Scotland. And he thought it'd be really funny to put his penis on this thing that would show, that would make it bigger. And he showed, it was like this camera and it showed it and the penis was bigger. And it was like, oh, and then what? And his girlfriend was like, I can't take you anywhere. Right?
It's kind of funny.
But it turned out it projected into a room filled with children.
Yeah. It was,
and he
did not know. To his credit, he didn't know that.
And then he was suitably embarrassed looking. If you see the picture of his arrest where his head is in his hands, he is not happy.
No, he's not. And I don't think he would have ever done this had he known there was a room full of 15-year-old schoolgirls.
Maybe not.
Yes, he was alone in a room, and then there was a camera. It was called Camera Obscura. And with his girlfriend, well, they say he was alone, but then also they say it was his girlfriend. So I don't freaking know. Maybe they're really that connected.
I think he's currently single.
I see.
I think that spiritually he is very alone.
Yes. Yeah, so he was charged. I don't know exactly sure what he was charged with. I do think this was an accident. Camera Obscura has 5 floors packed with more than 100 illusions and rooftops. I also think they should tell you. If, like, the camera in this room projects to a group of schoolgirls, because why? Why does that happen? I mean, honestly, why would it? Why?
I don't know. But I think that they kind of assume, hey, you're in public. Yeah. Don't show your penis to anybody. But, right, you know, like, that seems to be sort of a general rule. But, yeah. You should look at it.
Okay.
So, I check all your angles. My whole thing is that if I'm pulling out my penis, even if it's fun, and it's not ever really in the end, because once I pull my penis out, it's serious.
Absolutely. It is serious. Absolutely. So the device in the room, again, it creates an optical illusion changing the size of the object. Now, the prosecutor said the accused, quote, unbuckled his belt, unzipped the flies on his trousers, and removed his flaccid penis from there. Now, if I'm the defense, flaccid.
That's the thing.
He was not trying to entice anybody.
He has stood down.
He stood down.
Yes,
and he was just trying to make himself laugh and make his
girlfriend laugh. She thinks he's laugh. But yeah, again, it's just is not best idea possible.
He then held his penis in his hand and walked to the other side of the room.
He
was marching with it.
Yes, he was just like, look. It's not good. It's what the man in the bathrooms. The bathrooms in Ohio did to me.
And when I know you have a bad history of being seen random man's penises.
It's just everybody's just so proud of them.
But as he walked from the side of the room, his penis grew on because of the optical illusion. He then placed his penis back in his trousers. His partner walked out of the room and witnessed people overhearing and people witnessed her saying, I can't take you anywhere.
Yeah.
But again, I just feel like he wouldn't have done it.
He would not have done it. I feel that he would not have done it if he knew that it was go to a bunch of kids. But again, take a step back. A second, right before you do the bit, before you release your penis, take a look at the room. See what room you're in. See who else is in the room.
But why is the camera, I just don't understand. Why is there, that's the bigger story to me. Why is there a room full of 15-year-old schoolgirls that just have access to this one room?
It's an interactive, fun learning environment.
Yeah.
I would say it would be interesting. What he should have done is if he really wants to teach those kids, he should have shown right before but instead of pulling out of his penis, he should have taken a picture out of the falling man from 9/11. And he should have put that over the fucking telescope and showed that to the children. Because what did we learn about 9/11 in the UK?
In Scotland. Nobody cares about it.
They don't care.
They don't care at all.
And also, again, we're going to learn. Remember this. I got flack last week because I don't fully know what countries are in the UK and the full difference between Ireland and Scotland and England. I don't know it, but guess what?
It's a lot of blood that's been shed over that.
Absolutely. But when we are in the UK, that's when I remember. Because I know that the consequences of not remembering gets you bloodily just fucking beaten in the street.
Absolutely.
So in the next three weeks, we're going to be in Europe for 3 weeks. So I am going to be fully educated in a way that maybe that's what I need. It's hands-on. I'll start saying Lori.
Sure. Anyway, just lastly, the solicitor said prosecutors accepted the behavior wasn't sexual and was about, quote, men being concerned about the size of their appendage and trying to do something about it at Camera Obscura.
Honestly, that is really, I'm glad that they actually did see some sense and they did allow.
I do honestly
know he's not a predator.
The fact that it's flaccid saved this man's life.
It really did. It,
if it's hard, it's a whole other thing.
If it was hard, he goes right to jail.
Right, because why are you rock hard? You must know somebody's watching you.
And if he showed the pussy, and if it's wet, same thing. But honestly, if you show the pussy and it's wet and you can noticeably see it, everybody applauds.
Yes.
But that's just because there's a double standard, isn't there? Let's get this going. Let's get this fucking going. Also, there was a bit of an internet rumor that Chris Chan had escaped from jail.
Yeah.
Not true. Apparently, Chris Chan doesn't really have the bones of a rat and can't get out of a cell. And she was obviously, she's still very much still in jail. And we're waiting to find out when the trial's going to start.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful story.
I love this. This is just a headline. It's just monkeys in India steal 4-month infant and throw him off the roof in tragic attack. Look at the picture. It's just a picture of a monkey eating an ice cream cone.
Yeah, why did they use that picture?
It's just the cutest picture.
Why did they use a picture of a little monkey eating ice cream when they stole a 4-month-old and threw her off a roof? Oh, my God. That's horrible. Anyway, let's do a joint scene in park. It's a horrible video.
Do you think that was after?
I just can't believe that would be the image that they use. But most of the time, they use images of just random people.
Yeah, normally, it's just like a monkey, like, snarling. This, they just went straight to. They didn't even think about it. They were like, fuck it. You're like, you got any pictures of monkeys? Yep.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night. Perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, speaking of airlines, that brings us to Hero of the Week. All right. Well, this week's hero, it involves Southwest airline workers.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. We actually are choosing Southwest Airlines?
Well, also, there's a fish that's involved. So a pair of Southwest airline employees volunteered to become mom and dad to a passenger's fish after the passenger was told she could not embark with the animal. So Kira was returning home from her freshman year at college.
So this fucking woman, she's bringing a fucking full-on goldfish like this is. It sounds like a Republican sketch.
It was a betta fish. And the betta fish name
exactly.
It was a betta fish named Theo. And so, yes, she liked Theo, and she was a freshman returning from college for the summer. Now, Southwest Airlines says, oh, no, you can't do that. You've got to take that fish out of here. This isn't a cruise. This is a plane. So that's when the Southwest agent Ismail and his fiance Jamie offered to take care of the fish so that she wouldn't miss her flight. So isn't that nice?
That is actually, I guess.
It is.
But where does the fish go?
Well, she went home with these people.
So they just took it. They took the fish. I thought that you held it on. Who held it on the flight?
No one did. So Ismail and Jamie took care of the fish for over 4 months until the two pairs were reunited in guess where?
Where?
Tampa. So now entering her sophomore year, Kira brought a gift card as a way of thanking the agents, much as you mentioned, giving gift cards to agents to thank them. And
her fish for 4 months.
They watched Theo for 4 months, who happens to be a fish. And yes, so isn't that nice of them? Because usually what they do, and I've seen them do this to animals, they will flush them down the toilet.
Yeah, of course.
They'll take it. There was actually
it's a
story.
She doesn't remember anything.
There was a story where I believe a woman had to stow her dog and then that died.
Oh, yeah, and United.
And then there's a lot. So the fact that these people were like, we'll take care of your fish because, again, she would have had to make the hard decision to flush it down the toilet because, you know, she's not missing her flight.
Let me just ask this to anybody. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. First of all, do fish remember you?
No.
Do they even have any clue that they're there?
I thought that was the whole point of fish, that they have like 3-second memories.
I don't know. That just sounds like you're excited to assault them.
No, I think, but, fish memory. I'm pretty sure fish memories are within
moments. I'm just saying in general, like, it's weird because, like, I wouldn't get it because it has no memory. It's just strange. But this woman still arrives at the airport with a full fish.
Oh, interesting. Now, this is according to the first thing that comes up on Google when you search fish memories, so you know it's true. But many people believe a fish memory is only 30 seconds. However, Canadian scientists demonstrated that it is not true. In fact, a fish can remember context and associations up to 12 days. So this fish had 4 months without its owner. So
it knew nothing.
It knew nothing, but she knew.
I can't even believe. I would never hold on to somebody else's fucking fish for months. How much money I gotta put into this? I gotta clean out its tank. Is it in a tank? How did she get it to the airport?
Okay, so you wonder. Well, she literally had it in a vase full of water because it's a fish. Well, because it's a fish.
Where did she come from with
college.
The fish?
She's in college. You know, college kids, they're always fun. So each fish, now apparently, how did they figure out the memory of a fish? Each fish was trained to enter a particular zone of an aquarium to receive food. And they did this training for 3 days, 20 minutes each day, and they were able to remember that 12 days later. So I guess that's how they figure that out. I don't know what these people are doing with all these fish.
I put peanut butter all over my dick 3 times a week. And I have those fish, really, they come at it every single time. Yeah. I put it underwater, and yeah, it does dissolve. But in the very beginning, they understand, if I play with this zoologist's balls, I get some peanut butter.
Yes, indeed. So the fish are smarter than you think. But again, it's still only 12 days. So
it's just difficult because, you know what? It's nice. It does seem like this is an advertisement for Southwest, even though, they got thousands of canceled flights every weekend.
Man, the last Southwest flight I took, the woman got on, and I think I mentioned this, and she took the mic, and she said, if you guys want to act like children, we will treat you like children. And I was like, what is happening?
No, it's very intense. Yes, it's very, very intense. Again, I say I bring the war to the garage. Southwest brings the war to the comfort seating.
I just don't understand the idea of fighting for a seat.
I won't do it.
It's scary.
I won't do it. As for listener emails, I'm going to save them for next week. See that? Some people may know what happened and some people don't. But those of you that do know, congratulations. For those of you that don't, next week we're coming back to some listener emails.
Yes, well, Henry didn't pre-read the emails.
I had them.
There was an email that he got halfway through that he realized he had already read.
The other one, yes, I read it, yes. I realized I had already read it. I have plenty of other emails, but they're very long. And so at this point, the episode's long. And so I'm trying to make sure that we don't make the show too long.
I actually got an email recently, and perhaps I'll share this one then.
Okay.
Because I think that this is exceptionally important. It's about Camp Lejeune.
Oh, and I think it's really, Camp really Lejeune, important. Have you been affected by an entire Camp Lejeune?
Did you live at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987? And have you developed cancer or a serious illness? Well, you might be. You might be entitled to significant financial compensation.
What happened to Camp Lejeune?
Camp Lejeune.
What happened?
We might have to do a full episode on Camp Lejeune.
Because I have people and it's not in LA and it's not in New York, but we were in,
I think it's in Texas?
Ohio. I don't know where the hell we were, but anywhere in the Midwest, I seem to get these emails. We seem to see these commercials about Camp Lejeune and the poison water that happened there and how it poisoned a bunch of people. And
look at the face of the soldier there in the email. Look at this guy. He's
Is he sick? All right, here we go. I got an email. I do have an email.
All right.
I live in a semi-rural village in the southeast of England. One summer afternoon in the early 2000s, that's when Britney Spears was from.
Yes.
I was walking my then dog, that's sad, through some wheat fields close to my home. Now, a few days after harvest, despite the nice weather and the fact that it was a popular dog walking spot, there was no one else around. Now, as I was standing on one of the dirt paths that crisscrosses the fields, waiting for my dog to finish investigating a smell, a silence seemed to fall around us. Suddenly, from behind me, I heard the sounds of a group of children playing, as if it had a kid's party or in a school playground.
Oh.
I turned around, but even though the sound seemed to come from only about 8 or 10 meters away, there was no one to be seen. There was no one to be seen at all. I was unable to make out any individual words, but somehow got the impression that I was hearing the voices of 4 or 5 children.
One, two, red is coming for you.
This continued for several seconds when suddenly the children were interrupted by a youngish female voice saying, shh.
Uh-oh.
And at the point, the voices ceased. The silence lifted and sounds of the countryside returned. And I was more puzzled than scared, but decided anyway that it was probably a good time to end the walk and return home. My dog, for her part, didn't seem to have noticed that anything had happened. Now, I was walking through the same route before and after this event on many occasions. I've not experienced anything like it. You might call it a time slip.
Whoa!
Another one, man. I love time slips.
Absolutely. And we hope to experience one in Scotland very soon.
Well, we're going to Liverpool.
Liverpool!
Guess all that I'm going to Liverpool.
And we're
going to
watch a match. We're watatching a soccer match.
Now tell us too. Sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
I'm already telling you. We're sitting behind glass.
Let us please tell us where to sit.
We're going to be in a booth.
I'm afraid to get. I'm afraid they're going to kill us. We're going to get glossed.
Yeah, they're going to murder us.
We're going to be like, hey, do you remember? Do you remember you used to come from here? That's what I'm going to talk. Oh, man, I'm going to get fucked.
We're going to get killed. That's where we're going to sit in the suite.
Hey, you're
we're going to spend a lot of money.
Oh, listen, hey, you got old.
They just want to kill you.
Hey, and is this where the Abbey Road is?
Oh, my God, we're so screwed.
Is this where they went and walked with the new shoes on?
I need you to dress like Garth when he was repping Reebok on Wayne's World. All Liverpool. I'll deck out in Liverpool and be like, I love Liverpool. Unless we're in Manchester, and then we love Manchester. Wherever the most amount of people are in support.
I love both.
No, you...
You can't be both?
Nobody. This is how you get fucking killed.
You can't be like, hey,
soccer
I like that
is
guy
a boring right? game, so the fans have to be violent. So it's like, it's dangerous. It is scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I'm very scared.
I know.
But that's the reason why I... live.
You live.
I live every day saying, hey, don't hit me, buddy. Hey. Everywhere I go, I walk in the first day, I walk in that room and go like, hey, let's not think about, hey, everybody's thinking about hit me. I know. But let's not do it, huh? Instead, why don't we laugh a little bit?
Yeah.
Right? And just like, you know, I know you want to assault me. You want to pull my pants down. You want to push me down. You want to fucking rape me in here, right?
Okay.
I get it. You see my sauntering little butt. All you want to do is jazz all over it. I get it. But instead of doing all of those Nick crimes to me.
Right.
Why don't we just fucking love?
Why don't we love?
Why don't instead just, you know, just give me a fucking, give me, why don't instead of putting me down, lift me up?
Absolutely. And that's a great reminder to lift other people up, because if everyone tears everyone down, then we're all just at the bottom. Whoa. And technically, it's against your own best interest. All ships rise.
I completely agree when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why you just...
I don't care if you're nice for selfish reasons. Just be cool.
That's the best part. The whole point is to be altruistic. For selfish reasons.
Yeah, that's why I don't get that Brett Favre scandal, but that's a whole other thing.
Do you not care? Do you like, now that you don't have to deal with him anymore, because he's no longer a Packer, like, do you like...
And he retired as a Viking, but no, he's a moron. Wow. And he could have just paid for it because he's super rich. But anyway, all right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Go check out Spring Hill Jack Coffee, because what we got recently is we have, go check out the website, because we got a new shirt on pre-order.
Yes.
And it's going to be really, really good. Go check the springhilljack.coffee. We got a pre-order shirt. It's really nice, very soft.
And it's awesome coffee. Awesome coffee, especially if you're a little, no need to shove a spoon up your butt.
Oh, no.
Spring Hill Jack Coffee.
I shit hard, man. I got my fucking probiotics.
I'm happy for
you.
I
eat my flax. I'm just like, it's like most of my day spent shitting.
That's great. All right, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.